Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we continue the halachos of Suda Shabbos. We talk about benching now on Shabbos. The halach is that by benching, by Birkos HaMazon on Shabbos Suda, you have to say the extra Ritzei. You say Ritzei, which mentions Shabbos, and that's what you have to do when you bench on Shabbos. Now the halach is, if you forget Ritzei, so by the night Suda and by the day Suda, you have to repeat over benching if you forget to say Ritzei. And what's the reason? Why is it different than, for example, Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the week? If you forget Alv Yavai, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Right? The reason is because there's a Chiyuv Suda with Pas on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. There's a Chiyuv Suda with bread. And therefore, the Birkas HaMazon is Kavua in these days because you have to eat Pas, you have to bench. And therefore, it's Leikuva. And if you forget to say Ritzei, you have to bench over. Now, there are some halachas that in Ageya, if you forgot in the middle of benching and you remembered and when you remembered. So the halacha is like this. If you said, and you remembered that you didn't say Ritzei, you go back to Ritzei, and then you start again over Nei. If you said, Baruch HaTah Hashem, and you didn't say Bani Yerushalayim yet, you just said Baruch HaTah Hashem, you should end off Lamdeini Chukecha, that's a Pasuk, and you didn't consider a Bracha, and then go back to Ritzei, and then again say, Uvnei Yerushalayim. Now, if you don't remember until you said Bani Yerushalayim, so you're in between Bani Yerushalayim and the next Bracha, so the halacha is, that you say a special bracha right there instead of Ritzei. And the bracha goes like this, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shenasan Shabbosos Lemenucha La'ama Yisrael Be'ahava La'ois V'Lebris, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. A lot of benchers have this in the bench, a lot of good benchers have this. So if you forget Ritzei, and you remember after Bein Rishlaim, before you start the next bracha, you say this special bracha instead of Ritzei. Now, if you started the next bracha and you said Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, the halacha is you still could continue with Shanos and Shabbos Lamnucha, that special bracha. But once you said Okay, La Toiv Ameitiv, once you started that bracha already after Elokeinu Melech Haolam, it's too late and you can't say anymore the bracha of Ritzei that you say in the middle of benching. And the Mishmurus says even if you have a suffix, you're not sure if you said Ritzei or not, you have to repeat benching. But there is a halacha that if a child, let's say, told you, by the way, I heard you saying Ritzei, it could be you could believe even a child, they told you, because the Gila Milsa, that's what they bring down in Dirshim Mishmur from Shlomo Zalman, that if a child tells you, I heard you saying Ritzei, then that's fine. But if you forgot, and you're not sure if you say Ritzei or not, you have to bench over. What happens by Shal Shudas? So Shal Shudas, the halacha is, if you forget Ritzei completely, then you don't have to bench over. What's the reason? Even though the Iker halacha is that you have to eat pas by Shal Shudas, but you have to eat bread, so it should be the same halacha. But since there are some shitas to hold, that you can be yotzeh with other things for Shal Shudas, that there is some shitas, but the Eved, you can be yotzeh not with pas. Therefore, you don't have to repeat benching if you forget Ritzei when it comes to Shal Shudas. So if you remember before, you said, Baruch HaTah Hashem, Bein Yerushalayim, Avadi, go back to Ritzei. But let's say you remember only after Bein Yerushalayim, it's a big shaila about saying the special bracha of Ritzei in between the Bein Yerushalayim and the next bracha. Some say you should say it without Shema Malchus, and it's not clear, it's a big shayla. So if that happens, it's taka a big shayla. You should say without Shema Malchus. Just say Baruch HaShanos and Shabbos Lamnucha without finishing it off. And that's for sure, if you're benching after Shkia, the Bir Locha says definitely, you should not say this special bracha of Ritzei with Shema Malchus. Just say Baruch HaShanos and Shabbos and not Chaisim. You don't say Baruch Ta Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. You don't say that. You just say the Baruch by itself without Mekadesh HaShabbos.